Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Sports Virgins, the podcast from Pomodo, where a pair of total sport novices, that's me, Amy Vose,
and me, Matt Richardson,
get to learn all about the world of sport. This week we discuss Matt's meal plans.
Now that I've ice skated, I would be up for eating some kangaroo penis, a Sports Virgins tennis team.
Matt, we could double up. Bjorn Borg.
Yeah. So he's like, oh, I don't want to be famous, but I do want my name on every man's testicles. And quiz controversy.
This isn't fair, actually, Dylan. It's time for the Sports Virgins. All right, Sports Virgins, how are we doing? Matt, are we still ice skating or have you firmly put them in the loft?
I have to keep them out because, I mean, the way they're dropping out at the moment on that bloody show.
You might be back in.
I might be back in. Like, there's so no
saying. You can still win.
I could win by default of being the only person that can show up to the final without an injury.
Yeah. Maybe we should put some odds on at this point. You could be like Leicester, like when I put some odds on a few months before they won. I won like 300 quid.
Yeah, I would be the lucky outsider if that happened. I have stopped ice skating. I've got, like a true sports professional, I currently have an injury, so I can't skate, but I'm hopefully getting them back on in a couple of weeks to skate in the final.
Are you?
Yeah, we go back, so I get to go back and skate. I think we all skate together, like doing a...
Yeah.
Yeah, like a little routine. Oh, so, cool. And because they've used so many reserves, there is a lot of us. It's going to be like the Ice Capades.
Amazing. Yeah. You've got a snazzy outfit.
I mean, almost definitely.
Yeah.
I just feel like now I've done it, I've got a taste of that. Anything that isn't rhinestoned is just shit, really.
Well, what could be next, Strictly? Would you be up for that?
I would, but I wouldn't be very good. I think... Now that I've ice skated, I would be up for eating some kangaroo penis. That, for me, feels like the natural next step. Irrelevant of if it's on television or not. I just want to do it.
Can you go straight into the jungle, like, this year, if you've been on Dancing On? Like, how many shows like that can you do? Is there a limit?
Well, like, what we need to remember is my appearance on Dancing On Ice was more of a cameo.
That's true. You didn't get a fair shot.
No. So I think, if anything, I would say I'm owed it.
Yeah,
but, they absolutely owe me one, so we'll see. But who knows? I'd do the jump, and people nearly died doing that. So,
well, that would be quite apt for this podcast, wouldn't it? I mean, ideally, if you are doing some kind of sporting endeavour, you've already done Dancing On.
They just cancelled. They were doing the games on ITV, weren't they? Where celebrities do proper sports again, but they've just cancelled it because of COVID. So I think that would have been a really good one to do, where you go and do like the 100 metres and you learn to do it all really properly.
Or there was a show I saw the other day about celebrities doing sheep herding. That would be funny.
Celebrity sheep herding, Flock Stars, it was called.
That's it. I'm sure there's another one, Channel 5.
Celebs on the Farm.
That's it.
But there was a show on ITV in 2014 that I got asked to do that was called Flock Stars, and it was celebrity sheep herding. And it was terrible because all the dogs know what they're doing. So it was just Fazer from N-Dubs in a load of tweed watching a dog be good at their job.
Exciting times ahead.
Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed, because there's nothing else happening. I'm quite bored now.
Yeah.
I might take up some sports, actually.
Yeah, you should do it. Buy a dartboard or something.
There's a tennis court that's near me, so maybe I'll take up tennis.
Ooh.
That feels like a good one.
I feel like you'd be into that outfit as well.
All the white.
Yeah, just that kind of, that kind of clubhouse vibe.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, my problem with tennis is I would just be covered in squash stains all the time.
Like Robinsons will get you. Yeah.
How are you both?
Good. Yeah, I've got an injury as well, actually. I've done my back in. Yeah.
How? How'd you do that?
Don't know, really. Just, I generally exercise every day. Yeah, exactly. Combination, getting old.
Just woke up.
sitting down all day and then exercising perhaps a bit too vigorously, and my back sort of seized up a bit. So,
oh no.
Yeah, I've not exercised for a week now, which it just makes the day just so much more depressing when you have that to do.
I can't do anything at the moment, and it's nice to have it to break up the day a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, I just feel guilty now because both of you talking about, oh, I can't exercise, and I'm sitting here perfectly able-bodied, injury-free, and I'm just thinking how I don't want to exercise, but I know I should.
Oh. Come on, talk to us about your crossfitting in the woods.
Yeah,
there was that. Okay, so I went for a run the other day and I just thought, I'm not into this run. I'm not doing very well. But it was when it was like really snowy and it was a lovely, beautiful, sunny day. And I've got this favourite part of woodland I go through. And I thought, you know what? I'd love to do a workout in here. I felt like pumped to do that. And I thought, I'm just going to do it. Picked up some logs, did some squats, obviously filmed it for Instagram. And
good work.
Yeah, and it was great.
If a workout happens in the forest and there's no one on Instagram to film it, does it make
a sound?
Didn't
happen. Well, yeah, exactly. So I did feel like Rocky a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah, in the snow.
Did anyone walk past?
I was lifting actual logs, Matt.
Were you? Did anyone walk past and you were like...
Hey, yeah, it was kind of embarrassing, but I had my headphones on and some like proper pumped music, so I was okay.
You say that though, very often. I have been up to, say, Hampstead Heath before for a little morning run, and you know who I see up there? Andy Serkis doing yoga all the time.
Really?
Just Gollum doing a bit of yoga.
Have you ever seen Liam Gallagher? Does he? Because he goes running, doesn't he?
He does. I've seen Liam Gallagher quite a lot around here. He lives a couple of roads away from me, and always in a parka, even if it's the middle of summer. Always
so
in a parka. Brand. Like, I once saw Liam Gallagher just eating a croissant outside of Gales, and I thought that was the best thing I've ever seen. Just demolishing it.
We saw Glenn Hoddle in a Bella Italia months and months ago, and I was like, I was telling the kids, it's Glenn Hoddle. They were like, who? I was trying to explain to them it was going nowhere. However, when he got unmasked on The Masked Singer the other day, and I was like, that's who we saw in Bella Italia. They were like, oh, wow, we've seen him.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
See, The Masked Singer is just really helping Glenn Hoddle with his young fan base.
Yeah, his singing was bloody good as well. I was well impressed.
Was he a good singer?
Yeah, he was really good, yeah.
We should probably talk about some sporting news, should we?
It's just nice.
I don't know.
I just look forward to catching up with you two every week.
Just a weekly chat, yeah, yeah. But there has been a lot of sport, though, so should we get into the sporting news?
Let's do it.
So the Six Nations is back again. So we've had 2 weeks of it now. So there were wins for England, Wales and France over the weekend. Wales are now against the odds at 2 from 2. So on track for the Grand Slam, which is if you win every game. But they've had 2 red cards in both the games. So the teams they played against have had a red card each. So Ireland got a red card 2 weeks ago. Scotland got a red card on the weekend. So basically,
what were those red cards for?
Oh, contact with the head. So these days, they're a lot stricter in the sort of the safety rules in rugby, rightfully so, because there's, you know, a lot of problems with concussion.
And so, gross ears.
Ugh. Yeah. Those will never go away, unfortunately.
Can I ask a question, Dylan? Quick question, just back on the cauliflower ears, right? Because, like, I know most men aren't very vain, but if I was a boy and I was feeling vain and I love playing rugby, is there anything you can do to stop getting cauliflower ears? Like, put on your ears?
Yeah, so a lot of forwards would have tape around their ears. So, like, they'll have tape around their head to cover their ears so that their ears aren't rubbing so much. So, a lot of people do that.
Interesting.
I mean, the shame of having tape around your head, though. Oh, God, no.
Why is that shameful?
What I'd like to say, though, is you're saying that hopefully Wales get a few more red cards and can carry on winning.
Yeah.
Does it feel less good, the fact it's not your victory but other people's failure?
Nah.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. So, yeah, it's actually been really good. You know, a lot of people were a bit nervous about the Six Nations because usually it's the highlight of the year for everybody and you don't really care about the actual game because you're in a pub, you're with mates and you're having lots of banter and you're boozing and stuff. But being at home, you know, if the Six Nations would have been rubbish, it would have been quite depressing, but it's actually been really good. Yeah. So, that's great. Good to see. So, yeah, so that'll be ongoing for the next few weeks, obviously. The Premier League kept going. So Liverpool lost again. So Klopp is under a bit of heat.
He'll be in a right mood today, won't he?
Oh, I can't bear it when he's like that.
Spiky.
Yeah. But I mean, they were recording this on a Wednesday morning, and they did win in the Champions League last night. But they lost to Leicester on the weekend at home again. So
in your face.
Yeah, well done, Amy. But the summary for the Premier League is that Man City still keep rolling on. They're flying high. They're miles ahead now. So probably unstoppable, but you never know. But I wanted to talk about the Women's Super League today, which is the sort of women's football, but the Premier League equivalent.
I love, by the way, that it's called the Super League. That sounds like so much more fun than the Premier League.
So it's actually quite a similar story in terms of the top of the table there. So you've got Chelsea, Man City, Arsenal and Man United are the top four. With, guess who's in fifth?
Leicester?
No.
Oh.
Matt?
Matt's team. Matt's family's team.
Everton?
No, Reading.
Oh, is that? Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying Matt, like, as in, look, you've got to remember that, like, I don't support Reading. It's my family that do. So you going, Matt, like a hint to me, doesn't mean anything.
So, but it's quite cool, though. You know, you've got all those big clubs, and obviously Reading are not traditionally one of the big clubs. But yeah, their women's team are clearly very good.
Great.
So with the Women's League as well, it's getting more and more popular. But is there lots of money to be made in it in the same way, like in advertising and things? Like, what is the difference there?
Oh, the difference is massive. Like, you know, it's nowhere near the Premier League. Okay. But it's, like you said, it's miles better now than what it was even a year ago or 2 years ago. There's a lot more emphasis, a lot more TV coverage, a lot more sponsorship. And yeah, I think they're trying to make stars out of the players as well. In the US it's huge. I think more women play football in the US than men.
Wow.
I think it's traditionally less so now, but I think 15-20 years ago it was at school the boys would play American football and the girls would play soccer, like, yeah. That is how they'd split it,
right.
But I think, you know, nowadays I guess, like, people like Sam Quek are quite famous, aren't they, who's a female footballer. And yeah, it's just sort of slowly but surely going that way.
It's just going to take a while, is it? It's like when I was at school, you know, it was just girls play netball, boys play football. There was only one girl at school who like really wanted to play football, and she really stood out, and it was like, oh, but girls don't play football. Whereas now my nieces, who, like, my niece Izzy, who is about 13, she's in a full football league, like, wants to play for England, like, really, and they take it really seriously, and they've got like a full team, and they all absolutely love it. So in, you know, 10 years time, could be a very different...
Yeah, they just need the big stars. Like you said, they're trying their best. Like in the US, they've got Megan Rapinoe, I don't know how you pronounce her name. Are you familiar with her at all?
No.
When it was the Women's World Cup, was it last year, I think, the Women's World Cup? I've lost track of years. But yeah, she was the big star of the US in the US.
I know who she is. Yeah. Was she the one that kind of led the charge of being like, the men get paid more than us, even though they've never won, and we've won it like three times and get paid less?
Yeah. Yeah. And she was really vocal against Trump and that administration. And
stuff. Oh, I do know. Yeah. I know. I think if I saw a picture, I would have known. She's
She's been very sort of political on that sense. So I guess they need some more stars to come through in this country. I mean, you know, that whole argument of, oh, they haven't won anything. Like, I mean, not that I want to be a downer on women's football, but, you know, if the crowds are not, if the crowds are like 5,000 instead of 40,000 and there's a lot less sponsors and stuff, I'm not sure that they should get paid the same.
Yeah, but I think the argument was that, especially for the World Cup, the American football team do nothing for the exposure of the sport in the States, whereas the women's team got loads of press, like everyone talked about them. And I think they're all paid from like an association, so that's what the issue was, rather than anything.
Yeah, she's got a good point there.
I think it was more about like the exposure of the game rather than anything else. And I think they do a good job over there.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com.
Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So the other link here is that back to old Ryan Reynolds, friend of the show.
Oh, good. He needs to stop ringing us, really. Like, it's getting a bit awkward, isn't it? All these calls to get on the show all the time.
Yeah, yeah. So him and Rob McElhenney is part of their Wrexham AFC takeover. So part of that investment is to build the women's game up in that region.
Amazing.
So, yeah, they've set aside a part of the investment specifically for the Wrexham women's team and to build an infrastructure like academies and schools and all that kind of stuff in the area for women's football.
So it's going to give a lot to the community then. God, he's such an amazing man, isn't he?
Isn't he?
I just want one thing to be wrong with him. You know, it'd be lovely in like 10 years, they're just like, and by the way, he loves murdering hookers. And you'd be like, oh, thank God for that.
I don't want it to be that he's a murderer. Maybe something less aggressive than that.
Oh, like, no, come on.
I don't know. Maybe he's just, we'll think of something. But
I think,
upskirter.
An upskirter.
Oh, no, that's even worse.
Worse? How's that worse?
I don't know. It's bad.
I think Ryan Reynolds is the only person who could avoid being cancelled over being a murderer. I think he would weather that storm.
Yeah.
They've also just refunded the furlough money that any of the players lost when they got furloughed, or any of the staff of Wrexham.
Really?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I mean, it's all going to come crashing down in flames at some point, like you said. But they're on a high at the moment, and they're getting just PR win after PR win. So we'll wait for this fall in a few months' time.
Why does that have to be a fall, Dylan? We've talked about it.
Yeah, the curse. The sports virgin's curse. So the tennis, the Australian Open is still on, so we're now into the semi-finals.
Okay.
The big game is Naomi Osaka, who we mentioned lots in this podcast, is playing Serena Williams. So that'll be a good match.
I feel like I haven't seen much about this, but that's something I would like to watch. Where do I watch that? Is it just on BBC or is it like...
Is it Amazon have the tennis?
Oh, yeah, really? they do.
It's Amazon Prime have got all the tennis.
You've really got to find it these days. It used to be, you know, it's taking over EastEnders or whatever. And now it's like...
Yeah, it's on Prime.
Yeah, definitely. Wow.
I'm not paying for it.
If you've already got Amazon Prime, you can watch Amazon Prime Video for free. So.
Oh, yes, I think I have.
Wrong. Yeah, I mean, there's lots of good stuff on Amazon Prime. I heartily recommend The Wilds as well.
Okay.
Which is a very sporty show about 10 girls that go missing in a plane crash.
Oh, that's lovely. Random. Why is that? Right, it's not sporty. That was
the irony. No,
right, got you. Yeah. I was trying to think how I linked the sport to that.
Oh,
and
no,
I was
no,
like,
no,
what
no,
were
no.
they?
One
tennis
of the
players?
One of the 10 likes basketball. That's about sport, is it? Which,
okay.
You know what? Is a bit too much sport for me, if I'm honest.
And Matt, without giving a spoiler alert, do they end up eating each other? Not in that way.
If you meant in that way, then you...
Dylan's got an idea about this film.
It's like the late night Hollyoaks version. Did you used to watch that?
Yes.
Hollyoaks After Dark.
That's
when
it,
they
yeah.
just used to throw in swear words, they'd be like, oh, can you just pick up that fucking mug? Sorry, yeah. I had to swear in this. And they'd be like, why are you swearing unnecessarily?
Yeah. And there's a bit more cleavage, basically. It's rubbish. Yeah.
Shall we go home and shag later? Fuck. Jumbo, chill out.
How do we get to Hollyoaks from tennis?
Oh, God knows. But Amy and I will get to Hollyoaks from anything if you give us enough time.
Dylan was talking about girls eating each other, so
you didn't answer it.
Fun fact, Hollyoaks, there's a character called Mandy Richardson, and that's my mum.
There is, yeah, I remember that.
Mandy Richardson, so, you know, that's my little link to Hollyoaks.
Back to tennis. Jamie Murray, brother of, is still going strong in the doubles,
I imagine if he makes a comeback and, like, takes over Andy.
Is this a silly question, but in doubles, do you always play with the same partner or does that change?
Well, you tend to always have the same partner, but it does change over the space of a career, but you tend to have the same partner for like, you know, a few years or whatever.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but so Jamie doesn't really do singles. He's a doubles player.
Yeah, he's a good doubles player as well, isn't he?
Yeah, he is good. Yeah, he's won a few Grand Slams.
It's a different, it's a whole different kettle of fish, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, but let's be honest, if you're not good enough to be a singles player, you're a doubles player. And I know if any doubles players are listening, they're probably going to hate that, but let's be honest, that's what it is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just need a bit of extra help, don't you?
Yeah.
Exactly. You know what? Half
it's like my backhand's not very good. So if I knew someone with that good backhand, I think I could be pro.
I've got quite a good backhand. I went to a little tennis school when I was younger.
Matt!
And also, being left-handed, people found it quite difficult to play against me.
Wow.
Oh, wait.
Lefty.
Okay, we need to double up and go to this tennis club you've been talking about, get in our little whites. What a great day.
It's not a club. It's a court you rent through an app in a park. But you know what?
We can
call it, you know what? Let's just take some strongbows with us and call it a club.
Oh, I don't know. You live in Hampstead, so I thought it was going to be somewhere swanky.
No, it isn't.
Yes. So you two entering tennis competitions in a doubles pair, now that would be
the sports. You know what?
Amazing.
What you know? Maybe it'd be such a feel good story of success. Ryan Reynolds would buy the rights to it.
Oh, yeah, and he could be our manager.
And I mean, he could play me in the movie.
And he could
who
get
would
off
play
with
you,
me
Amy?
In the movie.
Oh my god! And who would play Dylan, the person in the corner going, "You'll never make it." That's who Dylan would be.
Yeah,
Dylan would be
the heckler.
Dylan would be like the villain of the story.
Yeah.
I'd love that. I'd love that. Played by like Steve Buscemi or something, or who's a good villain?
Yeah.
Doing a terrible Welsh accent.
I don't know. I'd like to have someone, I don't know, like Angelina Jolie play me, but it'd probably be like Sonia from EastEnders. I don't know.
what a combo
no offense
that would
to Sonia.
Be.
She's brilliant, Natalie Cassidy. I'd happily have
the
her.
New sports feel good film of the year starring Ryan Reynolds, Steve Buscemi. And Natalie Cassidy.
It's a lineup.
Oh, fantastic. So Australian Open, I mean, we're going off on all sorts of different tangents in this one, but there's a qualifier through to the semi-finals in the men's. So a guy called Aslan Karatsev.
Aslan, isn't he in Narnia?
Yeah.
Not anymore, because you've got a quarantine for 2 weeks to go back.
So, but Nadal and Djokovic are still there and will probably meet in the final again. But interestingly, this year, there's been lots of injuries. So, like, loads of players have pulled out injured and Djokovic is really struggling through every single match with injuries.
Really? So, it's the dancing on ice curse. It's affecting everybody.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
Denise Van Outen, Novak Djokovic.
Yeah.
You know, all the greats.
So the next sport we're going to move on to is NASCAR. Do you know what NASCAR is?
Yes, I do. It's where they drive around in a circle.
Yeah, about 500 times.
They only turn left.
Really?
Yeah. It's the one where you know the film Cars?
Or Talladega Nights.
Or Talladega Nights.
Yeah.
It's just round and round and round and round.
Do you not get dizzy?
Watching it.
No, driving.
Yeah,
no, because
it's
not like a tight circle. It's like a couple of miles.
Oh,
the track.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds really boring.
Tell us about NASCAR. I mean, it's kind of like a redneck sport, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. So it's you know, basically the Formula One of the US, but it's very much sort of the middle America redneck sport, exactly. But the news that I've picked out on this one is that Michael Jordan has just decided to enter a team. So he's just founded a NASCAR team and entered it on the weekend.
That's cool.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
I'd love to have that much money where you're like, what sport shall I have a quick bash at? Oh, that looks fun.
Yeah. Is Michael Jordan going to be driving?
No, he's not. But he's got the only black driver in the whole of NASCAR.
Who is called Bubba something?
Oh, there you go. You've seen the news, haven't you?
Yeah. I was really worried then that wasn't going to be the case, and I've just picked the most racist nickname to give him. I'm so happy that I was right on that.
Yeah, so it's all a bit political. So Bubba actually did okay. So he came 17th, but it's because he started last. So I think he's actually quite good, but because they failed some tests before the race started, they had to start last. So he fought up to end 17th. So, but yeah, it is a crazy sport. Like you said, they just basically go around in a circle lots and lots of times. So the laps are anywhere between 200 and 600. So the longest race is 600 laps.
Wow. So watching it, does it get quite like, do they like crash into each other? Is it a bit like that?
Yeah, so there's a lot of crashes, a lot of controversy. There's a lot of fights. There's been a lot of deaths actually as well in this, a lot more than F1 and stuff, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, it doesn't really happen these days. I think in the last 15 years there's been a death, but in the like 70s and 80s, it was really unsafe.
Wow.
I don't think people that go and watch it, they're not overly bothered about watching the whole thing, are they? It's kind of more of an event you go to and you just drink a lot.
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, but even then, I think I think I'm going to say this, and I know that it's going to upset producer Adam. Formula One is also quite boring.
I agree with you, but
I think
it's lost its shine a bit, hasn't it?
If you're there, I imagine it's amazing. But even then, you're stood in one bit. You see the cars come past every so often, but then they're not near you for a while. It's quite a hard sport to enjoy all of.
I've been to a Formula One race before, and it was super exciting seeing the cars, like unbelievably, for someone who's not even that bothered about Formula One. But I ended up watching it on a small screen, like not even looking at the track, because you couldn't figure out, they go past so quickly and you couldn't figure out who was where.
Maybe the problem is that it's too good a sport. They're so quick.
Yeah, slow down.
Just slow down for
just
us.
Put a speed limit on it. Easy.
You know what? I think if they could all maximum 30.
It would be more interesting. About the manoeuvres and the, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And anybody who goes over 30 gets docked, like, you know, a 5-second penalty or something.
Oh, I mean, no, all the cars are limited to 30. I don't know if you've ever been to Legoland in Windsor and there's the little driving school. That's what it would be like. And I think that is carnage. So,
yeah, that would be a lot more fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Up for that.
So Michael Jordan in NASCAR, I thought that was quite interesting. It's a classic American sport, though, along with what you just said, in terms of the scoring as well. You know, it's not like the British sport would be, you know, oh, the game finished 2-1, you know, in America, in basketball, it's like 98-93. You know, it's the same in NASCAR. You get points for everything, and the winner of the season wins with like 5,000 points. Good, well, that pretty much sums up the sporting news of the week.
Oh, really. Lovely.
Nice.
But, we should bring in our friend Old Jorgen.
Hello, Spot Virgins. Jorgen Klopp here. This week's spotting jargon is Glacier.
Glass jaw.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be from rugby, and what it is it's someone who is reluctant to get as into the scrum as other people, and everyone's like, oh, why don't you want to do the scrum? You've got a glass jaw.
Yeah, okay, not miles off. Amy, it's not exactly that. I think you.
Well, I was going to say it was boxing, and maybe it's someone that's basically gets knocked out easily from a jab to the chin.
That's actually it. Yes, yeah. So, I mean, glass jaw, glass chin, you can sort of call it both ways. But yeah, it's exactly that. Yeah, so it's more of a boxing term. I mean, it's used in other sports. So in rugby, we all often used to give people stick by calling them glass jaw, glass chin, because if they get knocked out easily. So, I mean, again, go back to what I said at the beginning. You know, these days, you wouldn't joke about these things. But back in the day when I played, you know, if someone gets knocked out, you would often, on the analysis session afterwards, you'd like slow-mo it and stuff and see someone get knocked out and laugh at him for being, you know, a glass jaw or whatever. These days, obviously, you know, they won't do that. But yeah, so in boxing, yeah, if you've got a bit of a dodgy chin and you get knocked out easily, that's what you get called. So
glass jaw.
Yeah, glass jaw, glass chin.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, so there's a couple of sort of well-known sort of boxers who are prone to having a glass chin.
Okay, who's that?
Well, probably Amir Khan. You know, he's had a very successful career and is a really good boxer, but unfortunately, he gets knocked out quite easily. So it does mean his fights are quite entertaining, because I guess he knows that if he gets caught, he's going down, so he has to come out swinging.
Yeah.
So his fights rarely go on for the 12 rounds.
Wow.
Because he's got no option. It's either knock them out or get knocked out.
Yeah, so, you know, he has had a good career, but he's had some big, big knockouts.
Which is good for the viewing, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the other British one who's quite well known for it is Audley Harrison. Do you remember Audley Harrison?
I remember Audley Harrison, yeah.
Yeah, so he won an Olympic gold. He was a heavyweight, so won Olympic gold, talked a really good game, but unfortunately was a bit shit.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, and he got bashed about a few times by the proper professional boxers. And then he entered the reality TV world.
Yeah, what show did he do?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm sure he did.
Hang on, I'm looking for tips now, so.
Yeah, well, I'm sure he would have done Strictly. Did he do I'm a Celeb? I don't actually know. But I'm sure he did a lot of
Amir Khan did.
Oh, yeah, he did, didn't he? Yeah, yeah.
He took part in the 2011 series of Strictly Come Dancing and the 2014 series of Celebrity Big Brother. And in 2016, he took part in Celebrity MasterChef.
Okay. So
God,
three.
Cooking and dancing. Fair yeah. enough.
I mean, a better use of his skills than boxing, to be fair. There's that really famous quote that Mike Tyson said, so I don't know whether you've heard this, but everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Have you heard that quote?
No. I have actually. I have, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good quote. Actually. It's true, yeah. I suppose, you know, you can go into the ring with all the strategy in the world, but someone is trying to hit you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And that is, in any walk of life, that is going to ruin your day a bit, isn't it?
It really is, yeah. You can apply it to everything.
Imagine you go in to do your radio show, Amy. You've got all the plans for all the links, and all of a sudden someone walks in and just tries to punch you. It's going out the window, isn't it? You're just going to fly by the seat of your pants.
Do you know what, Matt? It happened the other week where we had a show planned. It did, though. It did. We had a whole show planned and prepped and ready to go, and then 5 minutes before, someone very important died, and we had to change the entire show and drop it.
That's basically like getting punched in the face, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you know what? You and Mike Tyson, very similar.
I knew we were.
And it's not just the face tattoo.
No, I've got a tiger as well.
Is that what you call him? okay, so yeah, thanks for that, Mr. Klopp.
Thank you.
See you again.
Yes. Look after yourself, Jorgen.
Let's move on to Le Quiz.
Le Quiz.
So, Amy, you have the opportunity to be raising your bat and get into the hundreds on this one.
Okay, brilliant.
I mean, but based on the performance of the last few weeks, I'm not massively hopeful.
Okay.
But we shall see. So the scores are currently 92 to 81.
Right,
okay. Right, yeah.
So it's going to take a miracle for you to catch up at this point, Matt. But you never know. You never know.
Maybe Amy will get punched in the face.
Yeah, this is it. This could be the week.
I mean, we'll see if she's got a glass jaw or not, and if she gets punched in the face, she'll be out. So,
You know what? Thinking about it, I almost definitely have a glass jaw. I don't know that for sure, but I've just got the vibe of someone who's got a glass jaw, I think.
One punch down.
What, you know what?
Snoring on the floor.
Even if it didn't knock me out, I think I'd stay down.
Yeah, like play dead.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think I just... They're still here. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so question number one. What team did Michael Jordan play for?
You'd have to put your hand up, Amy.
I was just stretching, but yes, I know.
You were that person in class, weren't you? Me.
Yes.
So go on then, Matt. What team did Michael Jordan play for?
Chicago Bulls.
Amy?
Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, well done. Correct. Question number two. Name one team that Jenson Button played for / drove for. Amy?
Oh my God, I should know this. McLaren?
Matt?
I'm going to go for my local Formula One team that are based in my hometown, Williams.
You are both correct.
Woo!
Oh!
Good guesses all round. So he won his world title with, I think they were called Braun at the time. So he's driven for Williams, McLaren, Honda, Braun, Renault and Benetton. What Benetton was back in the day, I don't know. Okay, so question number three. 2 from 2 so far. Well done.
Oh, this is exciting.
If you won 3 points in a row at the beginning of a tennis game, what is the score? Matt's been talking a good game all podcast about being a tennis player. Very topical, this quiz, isn't it?
40 love.
Amy?
40 love.
Correct. Okay. Damn.
I nearly said 45. I don't know why I had 45. And I was like, no, that can't be. Why would they do that?
Well, because, I mean, it should be really. It's 15, 30. It should go to 45.
It's weird, actually.
Yeah, it's really. I mean, the scoring in tennis makes no sense at all.
No. It is odd, isn't it? Why don't they just go 1, 2, 3?
Yeah.
Or 10, and 20, 30. Or,
and what's 40 all known as?
Deuce.
And what's after deuce?
Advantage.
Yeah, so bizarre, isn't it?
You see, we should be playing tennis. Look how much we know, Matt.
Tennis is...
We're going to absolutely nail this.
I would be honoured.
Yeah.
Frankly.
Okay, another easy one. Question number four. In what sport would you find a pommel horse? Amy.
A pommel horse?
Horse, yeah.
Horse racing.
Matt.
In gymnastics, you have a pommel horse.
Yeah, you do, yeah. It's that thing that they go round in circles on it.
Mm, yeah, I know what you mean, though.
Yeah, okay, well done, Matt.
What a thrill that was. Watching Amy have no idea, knowing I knew it, is probably, I would say, one of the most erotic moments of my life. Like, I was so excited to say my answer then.
That along with the armpit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you tried any gymnastics, Matt? Have you been on a pommel horse?
No, I haven't, but I have done, I've done like a couple, the bar one.
Gymnastics was fun. Yeah, like trampolining. I love that.
Yeah, gymnastics is like, it's one of the better ones, isn't it?
It's really good. It's like a springboard over the, what do you call the wooden big thing? What do you call
pommel horse?
The pommel horse.
Is that the pommel horse?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not what we called it at school, though.
A vault as well. You could have, like, I don't know. Who knows?
So who can do a cartwheel?
Yeah. No. I could do an Arab Spring.
What's an Arab Spring?
An Arab Spring.
Is that like the Arab Spring, so you can just kill loads of Arab leaders?
It's where you run. No, less dark. It's where you run, and then you bounce onto your hands, onto your feet.
Oh, okay.
I got my bag of two, or what? I can't remember, but I could do a back bend as well for you if you want.
My girls do gymnastics, and I'm not very flexible.
Are they good?
All right. The youngest one's quite good, actually. She's that's her thing, gymnastics. She's good at.
Okay.
She's really good at the monkey bars. Like, you know, anything that's,
Really?
Like, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
See, I couldn't do those my entire life, and I found it really disheartening at a park. And then one time about 18 months ago, when I was going to the gym quite a lot, I made it, that was my goal, and I managed it by the end.
Was
it probably
really?
Won't be able to do it now. Yeah.
You went to
and
the
suddenly
park.
I could do it.
Kicking aside the 5-year-olds.
Oh, yeah. I was like, watch me.
I've been training for this.
Yes, I'm in my 30s, but I can finally do monkey bars. Yeah.
Question number 5. In which sport are the teams stale fish and mule kick used? Stale fish, mule kick. Amy, I'm coming to you first.
I'm going to go horse racing again.
Matt?
I've gone for American football.
Matt, I thought you might get this. Snowboarding.
Look, as someone that has skied a lot, snowboarding is just a sport for lazy drug addicts. So I've got no time. If you want to spend your time on the slopes smoking your marijuana cigarettes, then you go snowboarding.
They're both tricks, basically. Like the trick moves in snowboarding, but I don't know exactly what the actual trick is.
Just go and wash your hair, you snowboarding scum. Snowboarders, I don't want to be like, I don't want to really insult them, but snowboarders
but you're
are
gonna.
Marginally to me above referees.
Oh, no way. Snowboarders are great. I wanted to do more snowboarding. I was a skier because I felt really uncool.
We call them the referees of the slopes. yeah, the referees of the slopes. That's what snowboarders are known as.
Okay, so question number 6. Which city has teams called United, Wednesday and Steelers? Matt.
Sheffield.
Amy.
Sheffield.
Did the Wednesday give it away?
A little, yeah.
I think so. But I mean, then, you know what? The Steelers made me second guess if there might be an American city with a team called Wednesday.
Yeah, probably is. But, the Sheffield Steelers. Guess the sport?
Football. Ice hockey.
Oh, sorry. Sheffield Steelers. Right, sorry.
Yeah, it is ice hockey. Yeah. So
is it?
United and Wednesday are obviously both football.
I mean, of course I know that bloody skating legend over here.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to go on about it, but you know, I can ice skate now.
Let's move on to question number 7. How many clubs is a pro golfer allowed to carry in his bag? Amy.
8.
Matt.
I've guessed 9.
You're both wrong. Oh. Well, I guess they could carry 8 and 9, but the maximum you're allowed is 14.
That's a lot to carry in a bag. Be ever so heavy.
Well, they've got a caddy, haven't they?
Several bags.
They've got a caddy, yeah.
Yeah, but they have several bags, yeah.
No, one bag.
14.
Is there regulation on, I mean, this might be something that you didn't research necessarily, but is there a regulation on how many X amount of things? Because golf bags are covered in pockets, aren't they?
Matt, I don't need to research this.
Do you know this?
I know this.
So is there regulations on like how many balls you're allowed, how many everything you're allowed?
No, just in the clubs. But so there's no, you know, you can choose whatever clubs you want. But generally people have, go on then, let's do this actually. Do you know what kind of clubs that they would have in their bag?
A driver.
Yeah, so driver would be one.
Putter.
Putter is another one, yeah.
A sand wedge.
Yeah.
Sandwich or
Yeah, a sandwich. Yeah,
ham and cheese.
And then you'd have a few of the irons.
A whacker.
A whacker.
Yeah, so you do get
that would be
irons.
So much better if when you're watching golf, they're going, and he's going to use the whacker.
Well, they use the word bogey all the time, so I don't see why that would be strange.
Very true.
So generally, you have woods, which is like the driver's
big,
one.
Yeah, yeah, big heavy head.
So you've got the driver used to be called the one wood, but it's now called the driver. But then generally, people have a driver, a 3-wood, and a 5-wood.
A 7-iron is quite a common one to have.
The standard would be all the way from 3-iron up to 9. So 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 iron.
Yeah.
Then they'll have a pitching wedge, which is standard, a sand wedge, and a putter. And I think that takes them to 13. And then usually people will have one other club. So either like a lob wedge or a gap wedge or something similar.
It'd be more interesting if the extra club they brought was for a different sport.
Like a baseball,
cricket bat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like just a bit, like just something.
Oh, they should
and
do
you're
that.
Asked, like, and it's
snooker
and
key.
Just yeah, just, it's a lucky dip.
Yes.
Woods has decided to go for the lucky dip, and he has to putt a golf ball with like a lacrosse.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I love this. You should pitch this, Matt. Like extreme golf.
Extreme. This is the kind of thing they'd show on like ESPN 7, wouldn't they, or something like that, along with like the competitive tag.
What material are the woods made from?
Wood.
Matt, do you want to take a guess?
I was waiting to see if that was Amy's real answer, but it was. They're made from titanium.
Oh yeah, they are made from titanium. Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, in the old days,
it was a trick question.
In the old days, they were actually made from wood.
Yeah, see, that's what I prefer the old day version. That's what I was going with.
You're old school, aren't you, with your golf clubs?
I'm a Puritan. Yeah, this is it.
So it's actually a mixture of titanium on the head, but also they use graphite on the shafts.
Yeah, they love a bit of graphite, don't they, in golf?
Yeah. Okay, next bonus point question then. What material are the irons?
Oh my God, are we still on golf? Guys, I'm bored. I'm so bored. Can we talk about something else?
What material are the irons?
I don't care.
Is that your answer? I will take that as Amy's answer.
Iron.
Matt.
Steel.
Yeah, you're right.
They are steel. This isn't fair, actually, Dylan, because you've found a sport that Matt knows stuff about, and so you've gone, right, here's some extra random bonus questions.
Hasn't. Why would I know what they're made out of? It's fucking logic, Amy. It's nothing else.
Give me, this tangent isn't fair. Give me some bonus questions on Leicester.
What's a netball bib
made
out of?
I don't like netball.
Okay, we'll move on from golf. We'll move on from golf.
Furious.
Okay.
Question 17 episodes for Amy to lose her mind.
There question 9, bonus point. What? On golf.
No, we're still on question number 8, by the way. True or false? Bjorn Borg has the most Wimbledon wins in history. Matt.
I'm going to go for false.
Amy?
I'm going false. I think it's that Spanish guy.
The answer is false. Bjorn Borg has won 5 Wimbledon titles, which is obviously a lot. But the famous Spaniard Roger Federer has won 8.
Knew it.
And the other, who did you think, or where did you think Pete Sampras was from? Didn't one of you think Pete Sampras was Italian
America.
Or something?
He's won a load of them as well, hasn't he?
Yeah, Sampras has won 7, Federer has won 8, but Bjorn Borg has won 5. But he has won 11 major titles overall, so you know, one of the greats of the game. But he also retired in his like mid-20s because he didn't enjoy the fame. What did he go on to do instead?
Bjorn Borg.
Postman.
No.
Don't know.
Nothing. He had loads of money.
Oh, sure. Underpants.
There we go. He designed some pants. Yeah.
Yeah. What
Whoa.
A thing to
Oh make. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I've always wanted. Bjorn Borg pants. That's Bjorn Borg.
The tennis player. Yeah, yeah.
So he's like, oh, I don't want to be famous, but I do want my name on every man's testicles.
That is really odd.
What a bizarre power move.
Yeah. I mean, they are cracking pants, to be fair.
Are they? Really
expensive.
Yeah. They are expensive. But there was a sample store in near where I worked in central London.
So you used to go and get the samples?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Mm. Right. Great.
I mean, I just like wearing pants that other men have worn, that's all.
fair enough. That's not what the sample means, does it?
No, is that what you thought it meant?
Yeah.
Oh, Dylan.
I just went in there.
Oh, Dylan.
Dylan was getting home just furiously washing them.
Dylan going to these secondhand pants stores in Soho.
Not a wise move.
when he was playing, he was famous for his rivalry with John McEnroe.
There's like a film about it, isn't there? With Kit Harington in it, which is, it's quite funny. I've seen it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's good. Okay, so Dead or Alive.
Yay.
Bjorn Borg. No, joke. I presume.
I don't genuinely know, but fair enough.
Yeah, damn it. Should have said them, shouldn't I? Dead or Alive, Muhammad Ali. Amy's got a hand up, like the kid in the front of the class again. Amy.
He has sadly died.
Matt.
He is dead.
See, I think this is the problem with radio presenters, in that famous people dying, you tend to know, don't you?
Yeah.
You cover that off in the news a lot.
Mm.
So what's he well known for?
Muhammad Ali, sort of like one of boxing's, obviously one of the greats when it came to fighting, but like was an interesting guy with like lots of fascinating things to say as well, wasn't he really?
Yeah, very interesting guy, yeah. He also, you know, people consider him as the greatest, but I think they've just been brainwashed that he called himself the greatest.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Is that all you need to do?
Maybe.
Well, you know what? I'm going to start doing that. Guys, it was so nice when you came to my tour last year when I sold out the O2.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's a Donald Trump strategy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And it does work, I think.
Yeah,
you tell people things and they believe you.
Mm.
So there we go. Muhammad Ali, yes, he is dead back in 2016. Okay, question number 10. Who is Geraint Thomas? A name that does annoy me when it gets pronounced incorrectly a lot.
What do people say?
How do people pronounce it wrong?
Some people say Geraint.
Geraint Thomas. Geraint, I mean, it's Thomas. You know, it's a very Welsh name, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's sort it of is, like it is. Really wearing his heart on his sleeve there.
Yeah. But let's go with Amy.
He's a former rugby player.
Okay. Matt.
I was going to say rugby player as well.
Okay. So I think we made this mistake a few weeks ago where you thought I was talking about Gareth Thomas when actually it was Gareth Edwards. We're now talking about Geraint Thomas, who is a cyclist.
Oh, no.
Okay. Look, the thing is, I just thought he's clearly Welsh. What is the most likely sport for him to be successful in? Like, you know, that was my logic more than I thought it was Gareth Thomas.
I thought he was the rugby player, the gay guy. What's his name?
Yeah, Gareth Thomas. You're talking about the same person.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
No. I just thought Welsh name, Welsh sport. That's genuinely what I went for then.
Geraint Thomas, the winner of the Sports Personality of the Year Awards last year. I think it was last year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 2019, yeah. He won the Tour de France. He's won a few Olympic golds and a few World Championship golds. So he's one of the greatest cyclists. I mean, Britain, obviously we've got a lot of good cyclists, but...
Yeah.
Nice.
Not near where I live. Unbelievably bad.
Matt, you are now in the nervous 90s. You're up to 90.
Am I?
Yeah, you're up to 90.
Amazing.
And Amy, you're on 98.
So okay. I've closed the gap a bit.
I'll let you have those bonus points, but if you're going to do these bonus questions, it does have to be... That did feel a bit unfair.
No. Like, I know nothing about golf, Amy. Like, I was just being logical.
Matt, do your research about some sporting materials next week.
Yeah. I'm going to find
out. And I'll sort you out,
I'm going to find out what cricket balls are made from.
I'm absolutely fuming. I'm going to be a referee in this instance soon.
To be fair, you did ask us a question about tennis balls, you know, Bjorn Borgs, so...
Didn't get a bonus point. I should have got a bonus point for that, for the pants.
Well, shouldn't it's I? too little too late.
Shouldn't I? The fact you're a pervert... This is a conspiracy.
It isn't a conspiracy.
Yeah, you two are conspiring against me with your secret bonus questions. not on.
Yeah, I haven't tipped him off, honestly.
Right, well, only because I have such a whopping lead will I let it go for this week. But if it happens next week, I might have to quit.
98-90. All to play for. The comeback is on, Matt. The comeback is on.
It's going to happen. I can feel it.
All right, well, there we go. That's the quiz done for another week.
Okay, well, that was a controversial end to Sports Virgins this week, I think. I don't know whether there should be some kind of
You know what you sound like? You sound like those VAR losers.
Wow, I'm just not sure about this. I'm going to sit on it and think about it.
Sore loser. That's
fake news as far as I'm concerned.
Why didn't you start a trial about if you won the election or not?
Well, now I know how Donald feels. Now I know how he feels. Team Trump all the way.
The victory's even better because Amy can't bear it. Like, this has made it... This is genuinely... This has really turned my week around. I was quite bored. I was feeling a bit low. And now I'm buzzing. I'm absolutely buzzing that I've upset Amy Vose.
Good for you.
Well, I'm just annoyed that both of you got over five. I mean, clearly it was too easy. So next week, watch out.
There's That's if be I'm here next week, Dylan. That's if I'm here.
Yeah, so next week is all to play for on the quiz. And actually, next week, we have got a surprise for you both.
Ooh.
Ooh.
It's going to be a special episode talking about the world of mascots.
And we're
we're not talking like little kids who run on the pitch with the captain at the beginning. We're talking the big furry animals who are dressed up and doing silly things.
Oh, amazing. I've got so many questions.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is thrilling.
We've also got two mascots to join us as well.
Have we?
Yeah. And I think we'll make the quiz a mascot special, and one of the mascots will join you each. So, you know,
they will be responsible
for your points.
Okay, good, good. This sounds fairer, a fairer quiz. Thank you, Dylan.
What, because you don't have to compete? Yeah, that much fairer.
I mean, hopefully they're going to come on the video in their costume, obviously.
Imagine as well, they'll probably be in their head, but in their pants.
Yeah, exactly.
In their beyond balls. That's a creepy thought.
Amazing.
Oh, dear.
Thank you for listening to Sports Virgins, a Pomodo production. Please follow us and like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
And you can follow us on your social media platform of choice. We are at Sports Virgins. Follow us, tell us some sports facts, or more preferably, tell us that you know less than us.
That would help. Or any kind of sporting stupidity, please.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.